Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about Glasgow, the centre of Glasgow and the East End of the city. So the centre of Glasgow is very vibrant and it lies north of the River Clyde, which runs right through the city. The heart of the centre of Glasgow is George Square, a 19th century large public square which has the council buildings called the City Chambers at one end. And you can go in these council buildings and look around, and they're very grand and interesting. The commercial centre spreads west of George Square and is mostly built on a large grid system of roads lined by grand Victorian buildings. This grid system is quite interesting, as you don't get this in other parts of Scotland, and the grid system of Glasgow has been used in American films to pretend that it's an American city. For example, in the film World War Z, the zombie film of Brad Pitt, Glasgow was used as Philadelphia, as it was cheaper to film in Glasgow than Philadelphia. The city centre of Glasgow offers some of the best shopping experiences outside of London. Mainly organised with lots of pedestrian streets such as Argyll Street and Buchanan Street. And there's lots of different types of shops for different types of shoppers. There's also a lot of cultural offerings in the centre, such as the Gallery of Modern Art, the GOMA, the Royal Concert Hall, and the Theatre Royal. The East End of Glasgow sort of starts at Glasgow Cathedral, certainly well worth a look, and spreads east from there. Another sort of landmark of the beginnings of the East End of Glasgow is Glasgow Green, which is one of the oldest public parks in Britain. The natural focal point in Glasgow Green is the People's Palace, which is a small museum where you can learn about the city's social history. Next to this museum are the Winter Gardens, a large Victorian glasshouse with tropical plants, which is quite bizarre in the East End of Glasgow. There's lots of different shops and places to eat and drink in the East End of Glasgow, well connected to the centre. And an area that's up and coming is called Denniston, and that's a sort of gentrified, cool area. It's still probably not as famous as the West End of Glasgow, that's sort of more famous for being cool or having more money than the East End.